This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Larry Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 12/29/1947. Date of service. Date of service is 11/5/2025. Mr. Stewart is very pleasant, 77-year-old male with history of essential hypertension, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, cognitive impairment, history of CVA with residual deficits and urinary incontinence, who presented to the emergency room after he suffered a fall. As per wife, he was walking out of his bedroom when he lost his balance and fell. Patient was seen in the emergency room. As he was walking out of the wrong room, he turned around and lost his balance and fell. He was in severe pain, was unable to bear weight on his left leg. X-ray of the hip revealed intertrochanteric and subtrochanteric left proximal femur fracture. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. EKG showed normal sinus rhythm with first degree AV block and right bundle branch block and left anterior fascicular block. Labs showed mild hypokalemia and mild leukocytosis. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. He underwent surgery with open reduction, internal fixation with left hip intramedullary nail. Patient was subsequently doing better, was ambulated with the help of physical therapy. Was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. Patient otherwise denied any chest pain or shortness of breath, denied any palpitations, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea. At the present time, he does complain of pain in his hip, much worse with any movement. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, history of coronary artery disease, chronic anemia, congestive heart failure, dementia, diabetes mellitus, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of CVA, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, history of CVA, kidney stones, and obesity. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, orbital fracture, history of carpal tunnel release, history of blepharoplasty, hernia repair, excisional hemorrhoidectomy, uvulectomy, cervical fusion, and spinal cord decompression surgery and cardiac catheterization, history of knee arthroplasty. Social history, smoking, he quit smoking a long time ago, almost 60 years ago, alcohol, none. Allergies to adhesive tape, silicones, latex, morphine, Percocet. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, no history. Does have history of coronary artery disease, history of CHF, as well as hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. He does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Denied to urinary, he does have history of BPH, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, he does have history of CVA, history of left-sided weakness, history of dementia. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, general appearance, and no acute distress. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal and non-reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological exam, patient awake, alert and oriented to persons. Pleasantly confused at times. Moving all four extremities, left leg with pain, starts post dressing in place. Impression. Number one, fall. Next, left intertrochanteric / subtrochanteric proximal femur fracture. Next, history of CAD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of CVA. Next, next, history of dementia, next GERD, next DJD, next sleep apnea. Pre-implant patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue with current pain medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up with orthopedic surgery in 2 weeks' time, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.